The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
So we are busy this weekend. Today is a loser lunch. And by that, we mean, of course, if you've lost and can't beat Loren.
Yeah, but it's for anyone that even plays in the car. You can come by and take me on in pop culture trivia. We might buy you lunch.
That is at the Mellow Mushroom on Selwyn Avenue today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see you out there at noon. Mellow Mushroom, Selwyn Ave. But that's not all. You can get more Loren tomorrow, Roy.
Yes, I'm going to be up in Concord at the newest Earth Fair. And I'll be out there from 11 to 1. Just meeting up with people, checking out the new store. You know, shopping is my specialty. So if you need to check out some stuff, I can hook you up with that. And they've got an awesome juice bar there. And you guys know I love my juice.
Great. And then, so that's Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Then Sunday, it's the MRL Brewery Tour. It's our second one that we've ever done, and we're going to be hitting up all the finest breweries starting at noon. We'll start out at Pint Central, where you get a free beer, and then we'll hop on a Raging Uptown charter bus, go to Flight Beer Garden and Music Hall, Red Clay Cider Works, Bold Missy Brewery, and then we'll round it back out at Pint Central. So
and tickets are just $20 for that, by the way.
Yeah, it includes all your transportation and includes a free beer. You can get those tickets right now at kiss951.com. I got told.
I think they're selling out,
right? Today, yeah. It looks like it's going to sell out today. Like, I think there's only like 5 tickets left.
Really?
Yeah. So if you want to do that and you'd be kind of holding off, there's only like 5 tickets or 6 tickets or something. Mm-hmm. So make sure you get your tickets right now at kiss951.com.
I always love these. The biggest first date deal breakers from Refinery 29.
Uh-huh.
Checking your phone too much during the date?
Yeah, it shows that you're bored.
Yeah, you're disinterested.
I was at a restaurant in Uptown, and I saw two people. They looked like they're on a cute date. And then as I walked by the table, I saw the guy on his phone. I just figured he was texting. I walked by him. He was swiping on Tinder.
While on the date?
While on the date.
Dirty dog.
Oh,
this is exactly why we do War of the Roses.
Oh, right there. Swipe it. And let me tell you, everybody was getting the swipe right. Everybody was getting love.
Whoa.
Everybody's getting love.
These are the biggest first date deal breakers. How about taking a smoke break?
Yeah, if you're smoking, I ain't into it.
I mean, I think the only way somebody would date a smoker is if you're a smoker yourself, right? Are we at that part? Aren't we at that time of the world?
Yeah, I was at, this is maybe a year ago, I was at Walgreens and some young person tried to buy cigarettes, but they didn't have an ID and they didn't look 18.
Mm-hmm.
And I was so confused. I was like, what child even smokes anymore?
Right.
Yeah, I think smokers date each other. I think it's a deal breaker for a lot of people. Talking about your exes, this is always the one that I always have the hardest time with because I feel like on a date, whether it's the first date or second date, talking about your ex should be the thing.
Why?
Because it gives you guys something to talk about. Obviously, they're an ex for a reason.
So you bash your exes at your date with your new boo?
Yeah.
No.
Well, what new boo? You're on one date.
Yeah, but what if that becomes your boyfriend at some point or your girlfriend? Now they know so much. Like, you don't ever want that person to think that you're comparing them to the ex.
It does seem something to bash them. I do think it's something healthy to learn maybe where they cheated on,
why the relationship ended.
Yeah, why the relationship ended.
I love asking that question.
Yeah.
Love it. Tell me about your last relationship. What happened? Why did it end?
Right.
You're not going to get a straight answer, though. You're going to get their side of the story, which is going to be their opinion of it.
I don't care.
So the other person's going to be in the wrong, even if they were in the wrong.
Why do I want the right story? I don't care. I'm just trying to get a story. It's just something I want to talk. I think it says a lot about that person.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he was a mama's boy or he was way too controlling. Well, that's good. Now I know going in that she doesn't want to be dating a controlling guy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I got to text my mom.
Go out for a smoke break. And then the biggest first date deal breakers is like having nothing in common.
Mm-hmm.
That stinks. But sometimes that's cool too, though. Like, obviously, Amanda doesn't like sports, and I love sports. You know, and we're like just awesome together. And I don't care much for like clothes and stuff. And you should see our new closet. It looks like a store.
Yeah, why would you want to date a replica of you?
Well, you might have a lot in common. Yeah. I think that works out too. But maybe not for the long term. It could become more of a competition if you have too much in common.
That's like gay couples who look the same. Isn't that strange?
Like Nicole and her girlfriend.
No, they don't look the same. But they're beautiful. They don't look the same.
Yeah,
but Nicole,
hot.
Haven't you seen that before? Like two guys where they look the same?
Is that because they're so into themselves that they want...
I think so. And I think so. And I think you constantly compare yourself to your significant other. But I can't tell you how many gay people I know, and they date people that look like them. And I'm like, that's so weird.
I don't know anybody like that. I want to hang out with you. I want you to show me.
You need to hang out with gay people.
I want you to be like, point your pinky. Be like, over there. Look. Yeah.
Are you guys brothers? No, we're lovers. Ah.
You know what else is crazy? Like, Loren's friends?
Yeah.
They're all, like, married or dating, and they're all fitness gurus.
Yeah, they
like,
are.
They love doing workouts together.
Their makeup's always on fleek.
True, but I mean, they're like her friends and their husbands all.
Oh yeah, like
they,
a
they
whole
crush
thing. They're all,
CrossFit.
They're CrossFitters.
Ew. That's gross.
Ew.
Do you know what? I'm gonna eat some potato chips.
How much do you think you guys have in common with your significant others?
Nothing.
Really? That's funny.
Not even hesitating.
I think I have a lot in common with Dallas. Maybe
really?
Too much.
Really?
Yeah. Because like, it does become a competition for us both sometimes, and we're both competitive people.
Yeah.
I like the different. I like to be challenged. Challenged in the way, you know, I like that. I don't want someone to agree with me on every two things. I don't want to date a replica of me.
Oh, trust me. There's no agreeing going on in my household. No,
well. Ren likes spending money. Dallas doesn't.
Yeah, that's the only difference.
But, I mean, you won't sit down and watch, like Dallas might watch the entire game of something, and you probably wouldn't, would you?
Oh, yeah, I would. Yeah, we used to sit down and watch, what was the... On HBO.
Game of Thrones.
No.
Footballers?
It's a football.
Friday Night Lights.
No, stop. It always comes out before the NFL season.
Oh, and Hard Knocks.
Hard Knocks. We used to always sit down and watch Hard Knocks together. And we were both totally invested whether it was our team or not.
Well, it's Tampa this year.
Yeah.
Me and Bay do like the same shows and stuff. So I guess there are some common grounds. But I think when you look at, we agree.
Food-wise?
Yeah, we do like the same food.
Amanda's almost,
politically.
My wife is almost... edging towards the vegetarian world.
Oh my gosh.
No kidding.
That's not going to work for you.
That's not going to work for you.
But like producer Nicole,
a divorce in the future.
But like producer Nicole and his girlfriend. No, Roy, please. It's too expensive.
Cheaper to keeper.
They're both like, she's a pescatarian, Nicole, and I think her girlfriend's a vegetarian.
No, she's a half in pescatarian. She's not all the way in. Because I've gone swimming with both of them, and her girlfriend's like, I want a burger so bad.
Here she comes. We should pretend we're in commercial. don't let her defend herself. What?
She's like a halfway in Presbyterian, right?
It's not a Presbyterian.
Pescatarian.
Probably within the last month, we've leaned more towards like vegan. Like we really? Only like we only cook vegan.
What's the difference between pescatarian and vegan?
No, vegan is no animal products at all. Pescatarian, you can eat seafood.
So you're basically eating lettuce.
So you're not even eating
beans and...
I mean, there's so many plant-based proteins.
But plants, mostly.
But wait. I don't want to get too far off track. So the reason that we bring this up is because it's easier to date someone who you have more in common with. So the thing is that it would be more difficult for you and Lauren if you were leaning very vegetarian and she wasn't, right?
Yeah. For example, a good friend of mine, she was not vegan at all.
Uh-huh.
Was dating a vegan, started dating a vegan, and within a month, it was just too hard to differentiate, you know, eating out, eating in. So she became a vegan. So they've been dating for, you know, going on 9 months, and they're both living that lifestyle.
So you either have to give up or give in.
Yeah, I would say.
It's a good line.
It's hard.
I would immediately give up. Like, I really think.
I would, too.
Because I think if you eat so differently, that's almost a deal breaker.
But on the other end, like, I have another friend who is vegetarian, and her girlfriend is not vegetarian but has to eat gluten-free. She has a gluten intolerance. So, but she still eats meat.
Them?
So they cook at home a lot. So they cook two completely different meals all the time.
But wouldn't the vegetarian be disgusted with her girlfriend or boyfriend or whoever?
I mean, that's not fair to do, you know? Like
judge?
Yeah, like that. Right. That's not
but
fair.
Okay. Right, because you don't judge me when we go out to eat.
No, not at all.
Not out loud.
No, I mean,
Roy and I eat like it's a buffet, and Nicole's like pescatarianing over there.
No, I still eat like it's a buffet.
Yeah, just nasty food.
Yeah, so the point is that it really is probably easier for you guys to have more in common than to be complete opposites.
Right.
The more you know.
Just don't date anyone that looks like you. I tell you, that's so strange. I can point out some friends, by the way. I'll show you
Lauren
something.
Lauren and I get it all the time.
But you don't look the same.
I don't think you guys are.
It's because like olive skin, dark hair, dark eyes. So anywhere we go, like when we got our apartment, oh, are you guys sisters? No, I kiss her, so that's weird.
That's a good line.
I kiss my sister. And we're not from West Virginia.
Yeah.
If anybody has any pictures of like a couple that looks alike, just tag us in them on Facebook or like shoot us a message at the MRL show. Because like Roy said, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is interesting.
All right.
Is that it?
That's it.
Well, we hope we see y'all at the brewery tour Sunday. And all the other stuff Loren, whatever.
Tomorrow in Concord.
All the 15 events Loren's at. It's a heavy Loren weekend.
Heavy Loren weekend. Good for you, Loren. Way to be out there.
Charlotte's Morning Show.